So one thing we might say about the meditation, when I was just speaking about arriving, you know, we really have this sense of coming here, of arriving here. I think that the meditation, that might be one way of talking about the meditation practice, whether we're sitting, whether we're walking, whether we're eating, whatever, bathing, working, it's the sense of arriving. We're coming here into this moment. And it's not just an abstract idea. Okay, I'm arrived. It's how is it? What is that experience like? So we're really talking about this quality of embodiment. So I love this word of embodied. We are in the body, we feel the body. So this is really where we begin. It's not an end point. I want to say it's not like this is not what the whole of the meditation is about. This is the first foundation. This is where we begin. Because unless we're here, we won't be able to investigate into the deeper aspects of the Dharma and the teachings. We need to be here. We need to be present, because then where are we? You know, where am I? I'm off in some kind of thought about the past, or I'm imagining some ideas of the future or some kind of plans, but I'm not able to receive the fullness of the Dharma, of the teachings, of the depth of understanding about the nature of this existence, about the nature of this reality, which is so much more, it's so much greater than anything that this mind, small mind, can understand, can comprehend. There's so much available, there's so much possible for us to understand about this existence, about this nature that we are, that we already are. We're not separate from. So how do we fully immerse ourselves in that, engage in that nature? Or we can say consciousness, that vast, unbounded, infinite consciousness. Not small. Not limited. We can enter that which we already are. Right? We want to find that doorway. We want to open the door. Open the door, because it can seem like the door is closed. And our life can feel very small, very narrow, very limited. But when we open the door, which we can open through our meditation and through our investigation, we enter into that vast, infinite nature of, we can say, of our own mind, of consciousness itself. So we begin, we have a beginning in our practice. We begin with this body. We can talk about the body in many different ways. In the discourse from the Buddha, from his text on called the Majjhima Nikaya, there are many, many discourses of the Buddha. And this one is, the Majjhima Nikaya is the middle length sayings. It's just a collection, 120 discourses from the Buddha, that are middle length. Then there's a short length and there's a long length. That's how it's divided up. So this is the middle length. But this one is the mindfulness of the body. And so the Buddha gives instructions, gives directions for how to be mindful of the body. The Buddha says, how is mindfulness immersed in the body developed? How is it pursued so that it is of great fruit, of great benefit? And he says that the practitioner, or the monk, having gone to the wilderness, right? Having gone to a place of solitude, right? This is where we begin. We go to a place of solitude. He says, to a shade of a tree. Maybe there's not so many trees here to to sit under, but there's the vast open space. He says, you go to a shade of a tree or to an empty hut. Sit down, fold your legs crosswise, hold your body erect, and set mindfulness to the fore, to the front. Very, very, very direct. And then he starts with the breath. He says, always mindful, breathing in, mindful, he breathes out. He knows when he breathes a long breath, knows an out breath that's long, an in breath that's long, an out breath that's short, an out breath, an in breath that's short. So knowing just all this discernment, he can tell whether the breath is long, whether the breath is short, and he's able to know that. He trains himself in this way, sensitive to the entire body breathing in and breathing out. And he says in this way, this has a calming effect, a calming effect on the body. And to remain alert and determined in this way, he lets go of the memories and of the householder's life. So the letting go of the memories of what was going on back at the house, right? So you're really just here, very present with this breath, breathing in, breathing out, knowing the different qualities. He's not saying that the breath has to be any particular way. We're just knowing how the breath is as we're breathing. This is how the monk develops mindfulness of the body. And then he says, furthermore, when walking, the practitioner knows that she is walking. When standing, the practitioner knows she is standing. When lying down, you know that you're lying down. However the body is disposed, any way that the body is, she knows this. And again, remaining alert, remaining determined, and letting go of the memories of the household, of what was happening back at the house. This is how the practitioner develops mindfulness of the body. So we know these four postures. And so while we're here, it's so simple. We're just knowing when we're walking, knowing when we're standing, knowing when we're lying down, knowing when we're sitting. But it's simple but not easy, right? Simple but not easy because our mind takes us away. We get taken away. And so our job is really to come back, just to bring the attention back. And then the third part, so the first is the breath, the second is the postures, the third part are the activities. So the practitioner knows when you're going forward, when you're going back. When you're looking forward, when you're looking away. When you're eating, drinking, chewing, savoring, urinating, defecating, then back into the walking, standing, sitting, remains alert, remains dedicated, letting go of the thoughts of the past. His mind gathers and settles inwardly, grows unified and centered. This is how the practitioner develops mindfulness, immersed in the body. So we're really starting here. No, we're wanting to keep our practice very simple. And this is what gives us the ground. We feel like there is ground, there is foundation under our bodies. The earth, we feel support, we feel this capacity to be able to just be here, to be here. So in the beginning, it's just a very light kind of sweeping of this knowing. Just what's happening? What's happening? We sweep, kind of a sweeping of the attention. Just knowing this body, knowing the sensations, knowing the quality of the sensations in the body. Not changing, not trying to make anything in particular happen. We're not trying to have these special experiences. It's just, what is happening? Where are we? Can I be awake? Can I be present? And with that, we bring a certain curiosity. We want to be interested. Without interest, nothing really is going to happen at all. If we're not interested, if we're not curious, because when we really are present, when this mindfulness is very awake, very alert, there's a natural curiosity, just like a child. Like a child wants to know. A child wants to discover their world. They want to know about everything. Just the smallest thing, an apple. You take an apple, you know, you want to taste it, chew it. What's it like as you take this apple? There's this quality of curiosity and interest that we bring to the experiences. This is when we are awake, when we're alert, when we're present. It's natural. There's nothing we really have to do. It's already there. It's already alive, awake in us. So in this way, we might say that we are restoring a quality of presence. We're coming back to our natural state. It's our natural state, which can feel quite childlike. When we really wake up to this, we become more playful, more joyful, more engaged in our experience in a natural and easeful way. So we might say that our practice is welcoming ourselves back home. We're welcoming ourselves back to our natural home. Because where have we gone? Seems like we've gone away. You know, we often go away from our home, our natural home. So we're coming back. We are arriving back home. To find out what it's like. And see if we can be happy back home. See what it's like. Why do we leave? Find out, why do I go away? Why do I go away? And what am I going away from? How come I'm not happily at home all the time? It's very curious. So we're going to do a little bit of meditation. If you need to just stretch your body for a minute. So we begin with finding a posture that will sustain us, us for a period of time. So when we sit for longer periods, so sitting for 45 minutes, you really want to establish yourself well in your body in a way that you feel relatively comfortable. So you want to hopefully have your body touching in a three points in a kind of a pyramid. So both knees are down on the ground with the buttocks on the pillow. So if your knees aren't able to come all the way down, perhaps you want to put some cushions or something to support your knees, because if they're up too far, that's going to strain your back. You're going to put too much pressure on your back. So having those points down on the floor helps your back be able to be strong for the whole period of time without much movement. If you're sitting on a chair, again, you want to have both feet down on the floor, not with your feet crossed. Just having those 3 points, 2 feet down, and then your buttocks on the chair. Same on a bench, if you're sitting on a bench. In this way, as your back is supported correctly, then you can sit upright, which then opens your chest. If your back is supported well, so even in a chair, if you're not leaning too far back, but sitting upright, it opens up the chest, opens up the belly, so the breath can flow easily through the nostrils, through the throat, into the lungs, and then back out again. So beginning with establishing this presence in the body, feeling the contact of the body on the cushion or the chair or the bench. And feeling those sensations, the pressure or the density, the hardness, the weight. The gravity comes, pulls down, makes this contact. And as you're making this contact, being mindful of your body, beginning to sweep your attention through the body, noticing your shoulders, if you're not holding your shoulders too tightly. It's even sometimes good just to shake a little bit, release any holding in the shoulders. Relaxing the arms, the hands. Making sure that your head isn't holding too tightly on the neck, so that's an ease and relax there. So again, just moving around, making sure that the whole body is open and relaxed, not holding tightly. Even checking the muscles in the face, particularly the area around the eyes. You can spread the muscles back towards the ears, so you're opening the area between the eyes. Letting the jaw relax. Maybe the mouth opens just a little bit so the tongue is free. The tongue isn't tight against the roof of the mouth. And as you're doing this, just letting the breath flow freely. can have your eyes open or closed depending how you're comfortable. Maybe different times, sometimes maybe you'll have your eyes open, other times maybe your eyes will be closed. If your eyes are open, you just let the eyes rest just a little bit in front of you, not really focusing on anything in particular, keeping your focus very soft. But your attention is turned into the body at the same time. And just letting your attention rest in the body. You may notice that your attention goes to the breathing. And you can use the breath as a support for your attention, for your awareness. Knowing when you breathe in, knowing when you breathe out. Sometimes the breath is in the foreground of your awareness. And sometimes the breath goes into the background and you might be more aware of the whole body and the sensations in the body. If you notice that your attention goes to your thinking and you're getting caught up in your thoughts quite a bit, your mind is restless, then you may want to use the breath more as a support for your attention by directing your attention to your breath. And feeling and sensing the sensations of your breath as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Noticing how your body expands as you breathe in and contracts as you breathe out. You can feel this expansion and contraction. And sometimes you might make a very soft note in the mind or label in the mind. Of breathing in, breathing out, just to help keep your attention more focused. Allowing for a natural, open, and receptive awareness. Your attention might be called to the sounds. The sounds of the birds. Letting that happen. Just being aware of the sounds of hearing. You may be aware of the sound of silence. just being aware of the quality of the silence. As much as you can, developing a sustained attention, moment to moment, knowing what's here.